I wouldn't want to stand behind me either. The first words you say to a church. I want to begin by saying thank you to Senior Pastor Stephanie Nash. Thank you. Yeah. To Dr. Harrington and to Scott. Where are you? Thank you. To the staff. Thank you. Tara, I don't even know what your last name is right now, but congratulations. Cheryl, I've been on a staff during a pastoral transition, and it's really important the work that you've done during this time. I want to thank our senior pastor search team. I mean, you have been working so hard. It's been a pleasure to get to know you. It's an honor to have some friends. So join me in thanking them as well. Yeah. Absolutely. I want to thank Ryan Price, who's been very encouraging to me. I texted him last night and said only 3 people called me Ryan. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for laughing at that. He didn't respond or laugh. I'm going to see him in Dallas next week. Talk to him. I want to thank Alan Walworth and our other proclaimers as well. They've done a wonderful job. Alan's robe is still in the study back there. And I put it on this morning, and it was a mini skirt. And I took a picture and texted him and said, David tried on Saul's clothing, and it didn't fit. Or the armor. And finally, I want to thank you all. You are the church. The pastor is not the church. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
It's a really important time for the church to realize we are the church. We are the people that God is using to serve this community, to proclaim the name of Christ above all other names. So thank you to you for being the church. And I'm honored to stand before you. Let's play a game of fill in the blank. The third time is the charm. Good. 3. It's a wonderful, expected, beautiful number. Our friends in Britain, they always say everything is much cooler. They say third time is lucky. So I don't know why everything they say is so much cooler, but it is. In some Chinese dialects, the number 3, the word 3, sounds a whole lot like the word life. Isn't that interesting? That life and the number 3 seem to be connected. And we know that in our tradition, as the loving divinity exists in Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, 3. It's such a good number in the Hebrew tradition, in which we read out of Samuel this morning. The Hebrew tradition, the number 3 has a sense of completeness, has a sense of perfection. And I say unto you that once, twice, 3 times a lady, and I love you. Thank you to Allison too. For the record, that is a song for our young people. That is a song, okay? Published in 1978 with Lionel Richie and the Commodores. And many of you know that. Good. I know that because I Googled it. All right? Good. One of my favorite aspects of the text this morning is that the magic doesn't happen on the third time. God calls out to Samuel a fourth time. 3 is cliche. 3 is expected. Right? Have you ever seen a movie? Ever? It always happens on the third time. God calls out for a fourth time. And let me pause right there and tell you, there may be no sentence that I ever say again more theologically rich. That 3 might be what is expected, but God goes beyond what is expected. Our God is many things. Our God is not cliche. Our God is bigger and goes further than what might thought to be sufficient. And I wonder for you, is God calling out to you a fourth and a fifth and a sixth time? Maybe your neighbor. Maybe your coworker. Maybe your son, your daughter, who's left the faith. Maybe God is calling out to them a third, a fourth, an 806th. See what I did there? You'll get it later. 806th time. Our God is the Ancient of Days. Our God is not in a hurry. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. This name is written on the front of your worship guide. Now, I'm from East Texas, and that means I talk funny. I never took French, so if I said that name wrong, you took French, I'm glad for you to correct me. There's going to be a lot of words that I say wrong, because I'm from East Texas. And Teilhard says, who is a French Jesuit priest who did incredible work in cosmology and paleontology and theology in the 20th century, and his work was largely censored and rejected by the Catholic Church during his lifetime. And he summarized his incredible scientific career with these words: above all, trust in the slow work of God. For we are by nature quite impatient to reach the end without delay. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. How many times does God have to call out to you or your neighbor or your friend? I believe in a God who is pursuing you, who is pursuing this world, who is pursuing all of creation more than what is expected. Maybe you're joining in with the great tradition of our faith in proclaiming, "How long, O Lord?" How many times do I need to show grace to these crazy kids? How many times do I need to forgive my friend or my spouse? How many times will I be looked over for the promotion? How long, O Lord? How many times will I try to start this business and it fails? How long? When will the market open up for this opportunity for me to try something, for me to offer something? How long, O Lord? Very important questions. And I believe that one answer to these questions is we may have to work, we may have to wait on God for a little bit longer than what might be expected. Hope perches in the soul, sings the tunes without words, and never stops at all. These are words from Emily Dickinson, one of the greatest American poets of all time, who was hardly even published in her lifetime. How long, O Lord? I wonder, maybe you, like her, feel like your work during your lifetime is underappreciated. Are there any educators in the house? Are there any parents? Hope perches in the soul, sings the tunes without words, and never stops at all. As we are waiting for God the second and the third and the fourth time, we wait. We wait with hope. And Teilhard says, who has studied the cosmos, he says that we should apply the slowness of the cosmos to our understanding of God. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We're so excited about possibly being in West Texas. There's great big sky out here, and we are honored to be back here, back where the stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. We have been in exile. And my wife doesn't know that song, but we're going to learn her. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. Not far from here, the Grand Canyon. Likely formed over millions of years. Like many of the great natural beauty of creation, it took a long time to form. I believe, as the Psalms proclaim, that our God is a river. That our God is a river eroding the parts of us that do not belong slowly and creating masterpieces. And this is true for you as an individual. That God is a river flowing through your life, eroding the parts that do not belong, creating you as an individual into a masterpiece. And I believe that this is true for our church. You ever just wonder, why is this thing not happening faster? I believe this is true for our country. I believe this is true for all of creation. The whole thing, the entire universe, is dependent upon the slow work of God. Now, I want to confess something to you. We own a microwave. And we use a microwave. We like fast results, do we not? I do. What could be more indicative of our value system than fast food? Hold on just one second. Have you heard the gospel news? What's that, you might ask? See, Alice and I, we prayed to the Lord one time if God was leading us to Lubbock. We prayed to the Lord a second time. Is God leading us to Lubbock? Didn't hear anything. Prayed to the Lord a third time. Is God leading us to Lubbock? No, I wasn't sure. Prayed to the Lord a fourth time. Is God, are you leading us to Lubbock? And on the fourth time, God said, In-N-Out Burger's coming in 2018. And the whole church said, amen. If you haven't heard that gospel news, we're in. What could be more indicative of our culture than fast food? We like things fast. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. Are we patient enough to listen a third and a fourth and a fifth time? Now, I want to tell you about an epidemic that we are facing in Richmond, Virginia. I want to tell you about a phenomenon. People are busy. Our parents have swim practice on Sunday mornings. They've got dance team. I've talked to more retired people in the last 7 years who say they are more busy in retirement than they were when they were working professionals. We've got planning meetings for the planning meetings. I've talked to parents in our church who have a matrix and say, I don't get to see my husband this week because we've got dance and we've got art and we've got work and we've got meetings. Is this phenomenon specific to Richmond? Now, the Hebrew tradition, as we read in the gospel reading this morning, has an incredible platform, an incredible structure, an incredible word for trusting in the slow work of God. And that's the word Sabbath. We may be crying out for God to speak, but we're so busy. It can be hard to hear His whisper. We are moving and working and doing at an unsustainable rate. The world wants you to be busy. Our culture says if you have a full schedule, then you are important. And the gospel says no. Slow down and listen. Sometimes our God is slow. I've seen God move in instantaneous and in powerful ways. I have. I've seen things that I truly believe are miracles. But for the most part in my life, it's when I look back because I have the time and the perspective to see that God was eroding the parts that don't belong the entire time. As a pastor, I want to make a commitment to Sabbath. I want you to go on dates with your spouse because I want to go on a date with you. I want us to not do so much for the kingdom that we can't be in the kingdom. We're going to Sabbath. We're going to rest. And I want to make that commitment to you, and I want to hold you to that commitment as well. Not because it's fun to have more people on Sabbath and it's a thing that we can check off the box, but it's because it's the way the whole thing was designed. You weren't designed to be that busy. You were designed to delight. You were designed to contemplate. You were designed to stop and enjoy the slow majesty and mystery of God. And I want to make that commitment to you. I want to make that commitment to how we measure our results. Cheryl, we're going to measure our kiddos and your impact in their lives when they're spinning things on your prayers and all that, which might have been the best sermon everyone's heard here this morning anyways. We're going to measure the impact in 26.2 years from now. Trusting in the slow work of God. Knowing that our ministry here is not for tomorrow or next year, but it's for as long as the Lord is. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Most of my life, it's been slow. It's been slow. The last couple months, not so much. Okay? Not so much. That's a pleasure. I want you to know a little bit of my testimony. I want you to know that I'm not here for your vote. I'm not a politician. I'm not here so everyone likes me and everyone will vote for me. I'm here because I believe that God is faithful. I'm here because I just want an opportunity to share to you that I believe over the course of eternity, God is faithful. God is faithful to flow through you and your neighborhood and your workplace. God is faithful to do things among you that you would not believe even if you were told ahead of time. God is faithful to erode the parts that do not belong, to create a masterpiece in your life. God has been faithful to me. We were in exile. We cried out to God. And it's possible that God might be faithful to bring us home. 25 years ago, my parents split. And I thought the world was going to end. And it was hard. And our family split through this process. And God was faithful. I have step-parents today who are a testament to the faithfulness of God. And God continues to work and to heal our family. It's not quick. If you came to our Thanksgiving, you'd think, God's been healing this family? Maybe not. God has been faithful to our family. We tend to mess things up, and God is slow and sure to redeem it. Coming out of a family that fell apart, I had intimacy issues, commitment issues. She didn't say amen. That's good. And I had some work to do. I had some healing to receive. And God was faithful. And my relationship with Allison and our family is a testament to God's slow, true faithfulness. And God called us into exile. We moved across the country, out of God's holy chosen land. And God was faithful to us. We have friends. We have a community. We have a dog. God has given us meaningful work to work in a way that we feel like there's meaning. God has been faithful to us. We lost a dear friend to addiction. We walked with people facing infertility. I buried a number of people who were younger than me. This thing is messy. And God was faithful. For hope perches in the soul and sings the tune without words and never stops at all. God is a mighty river and is slow and true and is faithful. God is faithful. And God's going to continue to be faithful to our family. Our daughter, God willing, will be the next Mia Hamm, who's the greatest American soccer player of all time, just up the road in Wichita Falls. And if God, if Eva doesn't turn out to be Mia Hamm, maybe she'll be Marilyn Monroe, maybe she'll be Marilyn Manson. I don't know. But I know under every single one of those scenarios, God will be faithful to her. God will be faithful to her. And if you call us here, God will be faithful. And if you send us home to have some very awkward conversations, God will be faithful. I'm sure of it. God will be faithful. I am sure of it. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. Let's pray together. Lord, we pause to listen. Is that your voice we hear? Are you calling out to us again? Are you whispering our name? God, is that you we hear calling out to our neighbor? To our coworker? To our country? Are you calling out to our city? Help us to listen. Help us to trust in your faithfulness. We believe that you can and that you will move fast. We believe that you can and that you will move slow. We hope. We sing the tune of hope. Never stopping, knowing that you are above all, through all, in all, and that you are good. We pray this in the name of the Creator, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.